This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials said Monday that American forces in Iraq and Syria have come under attack 151 times since mid-October, when Iran-backed militias started firing rockets and drones in support of the Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
At the White House, officials promised to make sure Iran-backed groups across the region understand they will pay a price.
We'll continue to do what we have to do to protect our troops and our facilities. We are certainly mindful of the danger.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says that includes more preemptive strikes against Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen when they threaten international shipping. Jeff Selden, VOA News. The Pentagon.
The U.S. and British militaries Monday launched a new round of joint strikes against the multiple Houthi sites in Yemen. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The U.S. and British militaries on Monday bombed 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden spoke earlier Monday with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Clearly, they talked about what's going on in the Red Sea and the need for a continued international multilateral approach to disrupting and degrading Houthi capabilities.
According to Sunak's office, the two leaders agreed to take, as needed, targeted military action to degrade Houthi capabilities. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. federal officials are recommending that airlines inspect the door plugs on more Boeing 737s after one of the panels blew off a Boeing jet in mid-flight. Federal Aviation Administration says airlines should also inspect the panels on an older model, the 737-900ER. This is VOA News. Mexico is demanding an investigation into U.S. military-grade weapons being used by drug cartels, AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Mexico is demanding an investigation into U.S. military-grade weapons being used by drug cartels. Mexico's army is finding belt-fed machine guns, rocket launchers, and grenades that are not sold for civilian use in the United States. The Mexican army says it has seized more than 200 automatic machine guns, dozens of grenade and rocket launchers from drug cartels in recent years. Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena saying Mexico's defense secretary has warned the U.S. about weapons that are for the exclusive use of the U.S. Army. The cartels have openly displayed such weapons on social media. Homemade armored vehicles and bomb-dropping drones have also been used against the military. I'm Norman Hall.
A divided U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut a razor wire that the state of Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border, while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote Monday, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with Texas and had objected to an appellate ruling in favor of the state. The wire is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. On the eve of New Hampshire's presidential primary, almost every top Republican has lined up behind the former president, Donald Trump. Polls in that state suggest he leads former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley by a lot. Haley is the last major challenger standing in Trump's way, and New Hampshire is uniquely suited to her strengths. But the answer for most conservatives is that they want Trump to have another chance at beating President Joe Biden despite Trump's 2020 election loss and the 91 felony charges he faces in 4 separate indictments. Haley is urging supporters not to give up. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it is investigating reports of an apparent robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Joe Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in Tuesday's primary election. The Attorney General said Monday that the recorded message that was sent Sunday appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. He says voters should disregard the contents. The apparent attempt at voter suppression using generative AI is one example of what experts warn will make 2024 a year of unprecedented election disinformation around the world. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.